Hey, thank you to MyFitnessPal for supporting the Daily Boost today. MyFitnessPal, they provide powerful tools to make it easier for you to live a healthier life by tracking your meals and physical activity and a whole lot more. To get a one-month premium membership for free, go to boost.myfitnesspal.com with the promo code BOOST. What if everything you did today helped you find your purpose and face your passion? What if that? It's the biggest question I get all the time. Scott, how do I do that? How do I figure out what I'm supposed to do? And how do I live within that passion that I want to really do what makes my heart sing every single day? We'll talk about that today. It's easier than you think. And every single minute of the day can and should be used for that. It's a Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Life begins when you move, when you stand up, when you take a step, when you repeat, you get what you want. And we're going to just go there. We call ourselves movers. We're going to go after it and make it happen no matter what happens every single day. I don't care if somebody looks at you the wrong way. I don't care if you get off track a little bit. If you blew your diet on the weekend, it doesn't make any difference. What matters is that we get right back on. And it's really, when you think about it, it is about the motivation. There's no doubt about that. But it's not your daddy's motivation. It's not the, woohoo, let's go. A little bit of that's nice. But really what it is, it's motivation that comes with knowing the path. And knowing the information, knowing what it takes to get there. Because if you're like me, when you know what to do, you go do it. You feel highly motivated. It's almost automatic, right? So we'll do that today as we get into your defining your purpose and living your passion, all that kind of stuff. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy to have you here today. Our sponsor is MyFitnessPal. And I've been using that. My wife has been using MyFitnessPal for years now. I'm sure you heard about them. We use it to track our calories and our macros and our daily meals to make sure that we're on track. Where my wife's a real fitness buff. I'm trying. Maybe someday I'll get there. And something else. When folks come to me and they say, Scott, I want to change my life, fitness, weight loss, it's always right on top. And I ask them, I say, do you know how many calories and what kind of food you're putting in your body? And the answer is always, maybe, kind of, sort of, no. And I always recommend MyFitnessPal. Let me tell you what happens. They get it after the first week. Eyes are open. They're stunned. The information has now arrived. The options are here. They know what to do. Talk about motivation. MyFitnessPal is going to open your eyes. You're going to figure out the right options for you to help you stick your goals and get where you want to go. And you can do it your way. Low carb? Yeah. Heart health? Yeah. Macro tracking? Yeah. More. Everything. They even have guided daily workouts and meal plans written by dietitians and exercise scientists as well. And custom tools. Expert guidance with the MyFitnessPal premium membership. And that's what I want you to try today. I want you to try the premium. To get 1 month premium membership for free, go to boost.myfitnesspal.com with the promo code BOOST. That's boost.myfitnesspal.com with the promo code BOOST. You'll get 1 month premium membership. You try to spell that out live and in a podcast. You know what to do. Go do that thing, okay? So let's talk about this passion and purpose and everything. This is by far the number one question I get all the time. In fact, when I do coaching calls, my 60-minute coaching, things like that I do for folks, inevitably, within the first 2 or 3 minutes on the phone, it comes down to that. It's like people take a deep breath. Okay, this is what I really want to talk about. Help me figure this out. How do I find my purpose? How do I face my passion? Well, if I were to expand this, here's what it would actually be. Ready? Here's some truth for you. How do I say this without hurting your feelings? What can I do today to find my purpose and overcome the fear of living my passion? And that's a big part. Now, we're not going to talk about the fear of actually getting yourself to go face your passion and make it part of your life. Not going to do that. We're just talking about trying to find it and what you want to be doing today. We'll do another podcast later on. So in other words, it's one thing for you to go find it. It's another thing for you to get yourself to do it. Those are, when I started this company and doing this kind of work, 10 or 12,000 podcasts ago, a long time ago, I foolishly thought that I could get you motivated, get you out there to do something. And within a matter of days, maybe a week, it was like, oh, that's not it. It's like life is getting in the way. And within a matter of days after that, it was like, well, people are just scared. They won't go for it. Like I said, another podcast. But today, how are we going to find what you want to do? So my quest to passionately live, to have choice, to have growth, to be just kind of thriving all the time, really has turned into a 5-step process. for discovering and facing my passion. It's never failed me. It always happens. And a lot of folks will look at this and they'll say, hey, Scott, where's the ABC 1-2-3? So let me tell you up front right now, there's a lot of ABC 1-2-3s that should be in the middle of this. We don't have time on the podcast today. So I'm going to give you the big five and then we'll talk about the middle a little bit. Number one, here's what you do. Explore the possibilities that are available to you. The more, the better. A lot of things are going to interest you. And you should be willing to allow them into your life to check them out. So what I mean by that is as you go through your day today, you got to kind of drop your guard a little bit and say, okay, does that interest me? Did that catch my attention? Maybe I can try it. Maybe there's a new job or a new hobby or somebody you want to meet or something. You've got to explore the possibilities. Most people don't do that. They sit back and think about it. I'm saying go do it. The more possibilities you explore, the more experiences you have, the more you'll have a chance to discover what really gets you going. Now, I know it sounds kind of broad, but ultimately that's what you're doing anyway. If you've ever been walking through your life and suddenly you found yourself doing something new, it's because you were exploring the possibility even if you didn't know it. So we're going to do it on purpose now. I want you to do that. I want you to just open your eyes today and say, hey, if I could and I can, what would I go play with? Then the next step always is to pay attention to what gets and keeps your attention. Don't fight the feeling, just follow the urge to explore, okay? Now, here's what happens. People go out and they explore the possibility and think, I'm not allowed to do that. I've got a job, I have responsibilities, I can't do that stuff. Sure you can. Pay attention to what gets and keeps your attention. And then go, oh, that's a clue. I'm telling you, it might be something you don't expect. But unless you dive in, you're not going to know. So we're going to explore the possibilities and we're going to pay attention to what gets our attention. Next, we are going to dive in, take a deep dive. We're going to see what's shoving itself into our life, and we're going to immerse ourselves into it. And all I mean is when something pops up in your life and it's really got your attention, you're like, this is cool, you got to go deep. Google it, buy a book, go take a class, hire a coach. You got to go deep. You got to dive in. You'll never know if it's your passion and your purpose unless you dive into it. You just won't know. Because what's going to happen is this. Step number four. What you're looking for is to find yourself fascinated. Nearly obsessed, even if it makes no sense at all. How'd I get here? Never saw this coming. You are headed down a new path. Don't be surprised. It may be something you've never considered before. And I will tell you, I did the same thing a lot of years ago when I thought maybe I'd go into this kind of work after studying this kind of work for a lot of years. I was probably 36 or 37 years old when I said, I'm going to go into this work. I didn't know it. I had no idea. I was going to go off and be a big TV producer or something. And suddenly I got interested here and I started to follow the path. So what is the formula? If I were to give you a formula, because that's what we call the podcast today, what is the formula? It's simple. Exploration plus fascination equals facing your passion. If you don't explore the possibilities, if you don't allow yourself, if you allow somebody to hold yourself back and please, well, not hold yourself back, don't allow somebody to hold you back, don't do that. If you allow anybody or anything or any thought or any past conditioning or any false belief, anything to hold you back, you're ripping yourself off. You need to explore the possibilities of what your life can be and look for that fascination to kick in. When it does, hang on for the ride. My wife knows one thing for sure when it happens. It's probably going to cost us money. Hopefully it's on an airplane or something like that. Oh, it's been those things in the past. I think I'm over those stages right now, but now I'm a little more frugal when it comes to my passions. That depends. Depends on what comes up next. Once you find it, get it there and live it. We'll talk about that maybe in a couple podcasts from now. Well, how do you actually, it's time for you to actually make that plunge, right? Let's do that. Hey, if you would like this podcast 5 days a week, I've got it for you. It's commercial free. It's not me talking about the membership site. It's just me and you talking about coaching. Get to motivationtomove.com. Get signed up. You can either just get the podcast, a very economical way to do that, or you can get the coaching program. Whichever one you want to do, it's there for you. Whatever you choose to do, I will see you here next time on the Daily Boost.